This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to get into the chart list for the week of January 17th to the 21st. Thanks to the good works, kind-heartedness of Michael Harrison. Kind-hearted because he's doing this as a public service so that you know what's going on. And this fabulous world of news talk radio, as you listen to the stations, don't you want to know what the top stories are every week? This is the place to find that out. Top stories, top people, all the work done by the folks at Talkers, listening to stations, talking to hosts, that sort of thing. So, Michael, you have culled out all of the big stories, taken the nonsense out, and putting the big stuff in. So you want to go through the big lists?
Yeah, let's see what's happening here. This is a snapshot of all of the yapping going on the talk radio shows across the country this very exciting week as we enter the realm of 2022. At number 10, we have the Tonga volcano, and that's tied with climate change. At number 9, UK politics and Boris Johnson. At number 8, the Texas synagogue attack, and that's tied with the general topic of crime and violence. At number 7, U.S.-China-Russia relations, and that's tied with the Winter Olympics and Ukraine tensions. At number 6, voter legislation and race relations. At number 5, the 2022 midterm elections and Trump's role in the GOP. At number 4, inflation, supply chain problems, and labor force shortages. So the economy is at number 4. At number 3, health, COVID-19. The Omicron variant, and that's tied with education. The schools are having a hell of a time dealing with all this. And we could talk about that a bit. At number 2, what'd you say?
I said because they don't. The leaders of our public school system have no backbone. They roll over, capitulate to the unions. It's ridiculous. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. I've heard that from a lot of folks. Yep. January 6th investigation is number 2, and that's tied with Trump's New York Attorney General investigation. So he's got problems on every front. Number 1, Biden's first anniversary press conference and his agenda. The people that composed our conversations, at number 10, Boris Johnson. At number 9, a tie between the dynamic duo of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Nancy Pelosi's at 8, Kevin McCarthy 7. Number 6, Ron DeSantis, an interesting name in the news. A couple of names in the news, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number 5. Fauci's at 4. The Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, is at 3. The aforementioned Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. It's been it almost sounds crazy to say. Yes. It's been a crazy week. It always is, though.
Always is. So yeah. I find, as I look at, I try to stay away from the Trump stories pretty much altogether because I find them to be boring, pedantic, etc. But the conclusion I've come up with, after all, he's like the ever-ready bunny. He's still standing after people drop nuclear bombs on this guy. It's like water rolls off of him like it rolls off the back of a duck. Really, the guy's always under attack. And part of it is...
They used to call Reagan the Teflon president. This guy brings Teflon to a new level.
Yep. Do you think that's the case with the Chinese, Michael, in terms of how Xi
Jinping,
the way the Chinese control the World Health Organization, and it appears they're controlling the Olympics as well. So much money involved in all of this stuff. People are outraged. Look at NBC not even sending reporters. The kinds of things that the Chinese are requiring of you if you go there to do with your phone. You all know they're going to be spying on you.
Yeah.
And what
they're spying on us now here. They're listening to us right now.
Really? Up yours.
Oh, yeah.
That's about that. It's pretty crude, but
folks, this is when we're in the danger zone, and I sit here holding my
holding my breath. Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Go on.
So the thing that I had the hardest time with this week, you know, I look at all of these things, and I have my own discussions on the DJV program and other shows that I do. The Texas synagogue thing is what I had the most difficulty with this week. And you can ask me why it's just this guy, how he even got into the country, it flummoxes me. Where are the people that are supposed to be doing their jobs? This guy had no business getting into the country. Never mind going and doing what he did. He shouldn't have been here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you look at through the ranks of people and their anger aimed at religion or their prejudices or whatever they are. And maybe I can couple that with the realization this week that one of the former popes has been found basically in absentia, because no one with us any longer, of covering up all kinds of pedophile stuff. And then you wonder, you know, why is it that people are angry parents whose children were molested by Catholic priests? Why are they angry? And there's a good reason for them to be angry. I don't know that there's a good reason for this guy to be angry at Jews, but, you know, there's a lot of anger is aimed at religion. I think that's a separate entity. Do you agree with that?
But you're combining a lot of issues.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Religion does cause you know, anger and strife, and but so does politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, you know, we humans have figured out a way to fight over everything.
Everything.
So it's in our DNA. I mean, we have to really, really dig down deep. It's going to be generational. It's going to take a long time, or some incredible event that we have no ideas lurking, you know, or looming to change our perspective. But it comes down to wrestling with our own nature. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's very complicated.
Human nature. Yeah.
Human nature is remarkably complicated, and we're at odds with ourselves. Each and every one of us have conflicts.
And instead of taking responsibility for our own things, we're always looking for a goat. Like Fauci, he becomes the goat.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with a new term this week, and you're welcome to use it, the Center for Disease Confusion, because there's so much information that is either wrong, or they change it, or it's like every day it seems that they're what do they call it, the guidelines. We follow the guidelines from the government. Really?
Mm.
So, you know, people get cynical about that stuff, too.
You have to cut them a little bit of a break, because there's always confusion about disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I mean, all doctors don't.
Science and technology works against, you know, there's certain ways of looking at things, like anything else.
Yeah, right? And people I think the expectation that there'll be some kind of a uniform, unified, official set of instructions about this COVID thing is what leads to the disappointment and the repulsion at what seems like confusion, disingenuousness, changing minds, inconsistency. I don't think that these guys are bad guys. I think that they're just other humans trying to figure out the great unknown. And because the crisis is so close to home in terms of each and every one of us personally, our families, our businesses, it becomes more sensitive than if it's just, you know, hey, well, there's different views on the flu, or there's different views on how to keep yourself from gaining weight.
Yeah. You know, I look forward to the days. I mean, I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the days when some kind of a sports story shows up on the countdown every week like it used to be. When there was less huzzurai going on. Now, speaking of that, I know you're a big football fan.
No, I don't. I don't follow football. I don't like football.
You gave up on it, did you? Because of the
I don't like football. No, I'm not a football. But go on. I know about football. Go on.
I don't know that I want.
I hate football.
Hate football. Wow.
I'm kidding with you. The Patriots lost. It was.
They did lose. Yeah.
Whenever a team that I'm a fan of, I shouldn't even say that because now people will be turning off their radios because the Patriots are hated so much across the country. But you should never talk. They used to say, "Don't talk about religion, sports or politics. Well, of course, we don't have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, right, we're done.
But, okay, we're about gardening.
See you, folks, next week. Same time, same
don't
stadium.
Don't you remember back in the days before media used controversy as a attraction that
yes.
They used to say, if you want to get along with people, don't talk, at the dinner table on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Don't talk
mm-hmm.
sports, politics, or religion.
Religion.
I remember that. That was like a golden rule. Well, mm-hmm. throw that out the window. But no, I'm a big football fan. I didn't mean to divert you. But
I know you are.
When your team loses, and I mean, talk about all of our friends. We must have a lot of listeners across the part of Texas that the Dallas Cowboys,
sure.
Are pop. Oh, my gosh. The Dallas Cowboys Nation, as they call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're crying. I mean, it's an emotional letdown. The Cowboys lost the first game of the playoffs. Patriots looked like they were back, and they're not really back yet. They will be. People put a lot of their heart and soul in it. But what were you going to say about sports? And we got a break coming up.
Maybe because you are a good prognosticator, give us your thoughts, and we'll compare them to what next week when we get together to what happens at the behest of all of these players in the games this weekend and the impact that COVID is having on the game, et cetera, et cetera. A quick reminder about how Calitrin works. Half of us have gained weight during COVID. Half of us. What are you doing about taking it off? Have you gotten onto an exercise program, a weight loss program, gyms, whatever it is? Let me suggest to you that you get all the help you need to keep the weight off by going to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin when you're visiting there. It'll certainly help.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, erstwhile member of Gun Hill Road.
That's right.
One of the great rock groups of the 70s and 80s, and now working on yet another album. We had a couple of good tunes last year. We had some fun with that last year.
Yeah, they're an amazing group of guys. It's just amazing. I don't know why they keep me in the band. I mean, I'm the most talented. As I said, it's like being on a basketball team. You can't, you know, they're throwing the ball around you and it's so fast and making, you know, scores and you're standing there like, whoa, what do I do? And that's what it's like working with these guys. They're sharp and they're musical and it's a blessing in my life. I have a wonderful time being a member of Gun Hill Road. I just am not worthy of it, that's all. But they don't know that.
All right, so speaking of being a member of a group and being in this business or being in the business of public communication, that's kind of what we do. We're public communicators. People on the radio are, people in television are. The lady who is a reporter got run over by a car this week in West Virginia. And I laugh about it because she was fine. She got bumped. The lady driving the car, an SUV, knocked her down, and it looked at first like
bump.
She was run over. Yeah, boom. And she gets back up and starts continuing with the report, and the guy who's in the studio is such a stiff. This is one of the old Ted Baxter days. You know, you think those days are gone? No. Watch this video.
I know a number of them.
Yes, exactly. Right. These guys.
In the view of this reporter.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the lady is okay. But, you know, you think about the people who run television stations, and it's becoming more people running radio stations, they don't understand or accept or like the gaffes, which makes the reporters, or in the case of us doing this kind of radio program, makes us believable. It makes it real. It makes it feel like, okay, yeah, these people are really, this is a, you know, an interesting job. You get all kinds of opportunity in it. We've gotten so, especially in radio, everything is produced. And the only thing that isn't these days is what you hear on News Talk radio stations. right? The rest of the stuff is all canned and it's plastic, and you might as well have a robot, which is, coming.
Music radio has become that way, but I would say more than news talk radio.
Yeah.
All news radio, sports talk radio is very spontaneous, very unpredictable, very exciting. Now, what's happened to music radio is a shame.
Awful.
Because it's a self-inflicted wound.
And
what's happened to music is a shame. You talk about music before. There's an article that's floating around, ran in some major publication that everybody's been, I don't know where it ran, but it was very well written, that most of the music being sold today and most of the music that's being, hit in streaming is old music. Like 70% of the music that's being traded today in the music business is old music. Beatles, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers.
Jimmy Soul. Let's bring back Jimmy Soul's music. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Meanwhile, in terms of broadcasters, Howard Stern says unvaccinated people shouldn't have access to hospitals. That's his. There you go.
What do I say?
That's Howard Stern. No wonder. I'm not surprised somebody else hasn't said that, frankly, because...
Oh, it's been said. It's been said.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We continue another half hour of our conversation about News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
I heard the call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafy, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claimed the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the University Council to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. We are USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Conditions on the ground at the Russia-Ukraine border have not changed over the weekend. President Biden did meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff at Camp David to discuss America's options. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News tells us what she knows on this complex issue.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his Joint Chiefs and his Secretary of State and his National Security Advisor, that he was presented options. Options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies on Russia's western flank, in Eastern Europe, basically the Baltics, perhaps Romania, and it would be 3,000 to 5,000 troops. But that could go much, much higher if Putin does invade Ukraine, and if those NATO allies feel threatened, other NATO allies may contribute, and we're told that that number could rise. And I'm also told by a senior administration official that the president has not made a final decision yet. So these are the options that are presented, but these are muscular options because what they are seeing
yes.
and what I'm being told is that they believe Putin does plan to go into Ukraine. It would be a massive invasion. It would be bloody, violent, blitzkrieg-like, I'm told. And what I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hours, we continue pursuing the interest peaks that you have. We know you have them. You're interested, and we are here to appease that interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories and people. By the way, those lists appear every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and also on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. The press conference, number one this week, Biden's first anniversary news conference on Wednesday. He said that he now wanted to split his Build Back Better legislative agenda into two things. He's being stymied by two. Isn't it interesting how two people can, follow up the works, and they can't really figure out a way around them. You put them together, number five on the people list this week, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema.
Right.
And well, in
it's circumstantial. It's circumstantial because of the closeness of the numbers in Congress. You mm-hmm. know, 48 out of 50 senators agreeing within a party is amazing under other times. But when it's so perfectly divided, it gives any dissenting senator tremendous power. It has to do with the times and the numbers. It's not like, what's wrong with these guys? Why can't the entire Democratic Party be like-minded? In history, it's very seldom an entire party in Congress is like-minded. So it just is because of how close the balance is between the two sides of the aisle.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though? I'd like to see a third party, actually, a legitimate third party. That would
I'd like to see a legitimate second party.
Right. A legitimate party
Yeah, no, seriously, the two-party system works. Three-party systems, four-party systems get dangerous because then you get you can get a radical minority controlling everything more so than
Israel,
we have now.
England, Greece, yeah,
the two-party system works if there's compromise and consensus. But if they're totally, you know, corrupt in terms of doing whatever it takes to get their power, don't look for truth, cherry pick stories, lie, cheat, engage in unethical dirtiness, then it doesn't work.
Lovely.
But, you know, I hear you about a third party, but I meant it. I'd like to see the parties clean up their act.
Yeah.
Because two works.
Well, the American public wants that, it would seem. They'd like to have look at the survey that came out this week. I don't think it was discussed by too many people. But not only was Biden's popularity down to like 27% or something, but there was a survey done of the least most popular professions, and politicians came in at 13%. That is, they had a 13% approval rating among the 27,000 people that took the survey. So, you know, but they don't seem to get the message. They don't have to, because they've managed to carve themselves out a niche where they keep hammering away looking for money, so it gets into their campaign. Of course it works. For them. Not for the public, but it works for them. Well, we keep falling into the same hole. My God. Amazing. Yeah. COVID issue is number three this week on our story list, or on yours, not mine, is your list.
Hopefully it's everybody's list.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the idea is to satisfy people in their curiosity about what's going on in this. Is this the most vibrant of all formats on the radio? Hospitalizations leveling off. I know here in Massachusetts, where you and I are, it's off like in the last 2-3 days. Amazingly, the charts are showing a steep decline in number of people on the East Coast, but it still is a problem. Midwest, I think it's beginning to decline substantially on the West Coast as well, but. Most of the doctors who are following this carefully, we have two associated with the DJV program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has suggested that the situation in Florida and elsewhere is really bad, but will turn around very quickly this coming week. And by the 1st of April, this stuff should pretty much be gone. So, you know, we're going to have this element around for as long as we live. But how we deal with it, and then that comes back around to a lot of discussions this week, Michael, about how over the top we went. Now, looking back on the last 2 years, we've really, really messed this up. And education, which is number three, part of the COVID discussion, and what's going on in schools, my God, there's so many people. I made a quick comment at the beginning of our hour, and you said, yeah, a lot of people feel that way about how badly the educational institutions, public institution that we pay for, has handled this with the unions and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming down on the unions, but again, when you're in the trenches and you're a parent, you're a kid, you're a teacher, the reality is it getting sick is not pleasant.
Looking, maybe it's hindsight, Monday morning quarterbacking, but I said at the very beginning, I certainly didn't approve. As a matter of fact, I was pretty outraged at the way things shut down as quickly as they did. We've had these things before. The SARS thing that happened in 2008, 2009 was pretty serious, but the world didn't stop. How did it get to the point where we all kind of jumped on this bandwagon of shut everything down, close it down.
Well, there's something. There's hindsight is 20/20 vision. And I'm not saying it was right or wrong. All I'm saying is that it's much easier to comment on it after we understand it for 2 years. But let's face it, when COVID-19, when the Wuhan coronavirus that we all had to learn how to say broke on the scene in late 19 as a rumor and early 20 as some kind of terrifying pandemic, it was a pretty scary disease. Let's not forget all the people on ventilators and people dying and the numbers that are in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Certainly people are going to be frightened and people are going to try to find remedies to stop it in its tracks. I remember when Governor Cuomo, boy, did he go from a great guy to what you call a goat.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be confused with the new meaning of goat, which is greatest of all time. In the sports world.
Yeah.
But he became a goat. But I remember when he sent the National Guard into Westchester. Remember at the very beginning? And everyone, what a decisive governor. And there was a talk about somebody from Westchester had the audacity to get on the subway and go to Manhattan. It was like Typhoid Mary. I mean, it was panic. And maybe rightly so. It was different 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have to sort of cut people a break. It was different than SARS from my perspective. It was a terrifying.
Well, it was made to be terrifying by the news media.
You don't think the hundreds of thousands of deaths were real?
I think those numbers are co-opted, Michael. Any doctors that I've talked to, for the most part, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, will tell you that because hospitals were getting paid a $2,000 bounty for everybody that they declared dead because of COVID, they were inflating the numbers in large number. People that were sick with diabetes or had pneumonia or had other things that the end of the
if you walked into a hospital and shot somebody who was sick with diabetes, does that make your crime any less offensive? I mean,
I'm not saying it's less offensive. I'm just saying that the attributes to the continuing fear mongering and building up these numbers all the time was, I think, a false narrative. That just is the way it struck me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people agree with you, and that's part of what the whole politicized debate is about.
Yeah, right.
But now,
as a result,
in one direction.
When we look at the stories that have continued the business of what we, our economic realities, if you will, that's been a story that's been in the top 10 for a long time because of this. One of the things that we're going to have to encounter is local school boards promising to tutor students who are trying to recover from virtual school because much of it didn't work. Kids didn't learn anything. So more expense, more creative, and I put it on the lap of the Chinese government. That's all of it. So anyway, let me pause for a moment here, and then we'll continue. I want to focus on what the MH interview is this week. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. How does Calitrin support weight loss? Wow. Let me count the ways. And especially when you learn, you look around and see all the people. This year has been land office business, maybe for a couple of reasons, because people couldn't last year get into the gyms and do things together with people. But now they can, even though masks are required in most gyms, they're there. People are trying to lose that weight they gained. Half of us gained weight during COVID, and certainly during the last holiday season wasn't helped because people were trying to get out and they were enjoying themselves. And so along with that comes weight gain. Right now, Calitrin is available at toploss.com. They have no shortage supply chain problems. A lot of other folks do in various businesses, including this one. So if you want to avail yourself of the best way in the world to lose the weight and keep it off safely, naturally, the healthy way, then you go to toploss.com. Don't sacrifice your health. Once you've lost the weight, keep it off. Please do that. Let's check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV discount code so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best combo, like 4 months. You buy 4 months and get 4 months free. That's at toploss.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering.
because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Sables has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Sables, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
How to teach your children mindfulness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Teaching your children mindfulness is one of the best gifts you can ever give them. Of course, your children will learn mindfulness more quickly if you yourself practice it. But if you're looking for exactly how to teach them mindfulness, then constantly and calmly invite them to be aware of what they're doing. From the volume and tone of their voices to their every action, teaching your children mindfulness begins by simply asking them to be aware of what they're doing. In a sense, mindfulness is essentially teaching your children to see themselves the way you and others see them. The key, as a parent, in my opinion, is being calm and patient in your delivery. The more aware they become that others are seeing what they're doing, not what they think they're doing, the more mindful they will become in terms of presence as well. For more on mindfulness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, so there's a great interview. I'll attest to this myself. Michael didn't have to promote it. I will. Michael Harrison's interview, MHInterview.com, about one of the great legends in talk radio, Michael. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, not to be confused with Michael Jackson. And he reigned supreme in L.A. for 32 years at KABC.
Yep.
And Lyle Gregory, his producer, and I talk about him in the golden age of talk radio. It's very interesting. MHInterview.com.
He was a fabulous guy. I remember being lucky enough to work at that station with him. Mm. Lyle was a real gentleman. I'm sure he still is, so it'll be a great story. MHInterview.com. It's 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All of our heart and soul is into the DJV overview of what's going on, the tech report. That is a tech talk from this past week. Top 5 items, according to research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the professional announcer on the scene, starting with number 5, Ms. Keelan. Mm-hmm. Google and Facebook CEOs. Yeah, this is a great group.
Yep. In
I want to be part
together.
Of this club, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a new report that the Wall Street Journal and Politico did, and this was based on a multi-state antitrust lawsuit led by the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Originally, this was filed in 2020. Now, the allegation is that the chief executives of Facebook and Google personally signed off on a deal that gave Facebook an advantage in Google's online advertising auctions. And so this is a newly unsealed court document. It alleges that the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, and, of course, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, that they were personally involved in approving this ad agreement. And since this lawsuit was filed, Facebook has rebranded its parent company as Meta. Meta is not listed as a defendant in this case. So that makes me, to me, I always wondered why Facebook rebranded. It felt like at warp speed. It may have been because of this lawsuit to avoid any culpability. So the original lawsuit accused Google of harming competitors by engaging in false, deceptive, or misleading acts while also operating its online ad exchange. So,
Number
so we'll see where that goes. But it's nothing good for Mark Zuckerberg.
Good. Snapchat. What are the parent company of Snapchat announcing this week?
Snapchat's parent company is called Snap, and so they this week have said that they are working on different things to make drug dealing a lot more difficult for, especially for minors on the app. This was an NBC News investigation that was published in October. It found that Snapchat was linked to the sale of fentanyl-laced pills that kill teenagers and young adults in over a dozen states. So now they're trying to do new algorithms and trying to keep people who are strangers from talking to minors.
Number three... The White House has opened up a new website.
Yeah, so the portal is open to sign up for the free COVID-19 test. And so this was nearly a month after President Biden first announced that Americans would be able to order these rapid at-home tests. They would be free from the government. And so the website launched, and for the most part, it was actually pretty successful. A lot of people, including myself, assumed that the website would crash, but it did not. A few people had some issues. If you live in a multi-family home or an apartment complex, a few people ran into some hiccups. But this is really on the USPS side. That's on the Postal Service. And so the Postal Service said that they're working on it to make sure that those addresses are updated. So if you did try to get the free tests and it kicked back your address, you can actually go onto the USPS site and let them know, and they should be working that out and smoothing things out.
Number two, Olympic apps.
Yeah, the official Olympic app, which is called the My 2022 app, that is being required to be installed for all the athletes and anyone attending the Winter Games in Beijing. According to the Chinese government, you must have this app installed. However, a new report that came out this week shows major, major security issues with this app. It exposes sensitive data to interception. It can easily be hacked. Lots of problems. And so as a result, a lot of countries are telling their athletes and coaches and journalists, everybody who's there has to have this app. So a lot of countries have come out this week saying, just use a burner phone. Do not use your real phone. And the U.S. Olympic team has basically told everyone participating you should have no expectation of privacy or data security while you're at the Olympics. Once again, yeah. I don't know why anyone is going to these Olympics, but this is what you're going to have to endure if you do go.
In fact, whether the Chinese government is teaching the world, in order to get ahead, you've got to be a cheater. That's basically because they are moving ahead faster than most other societies, and they're all cheat. They cheat, they lie, they steal. That's the way the government works there. So what kind of a lesson is that, would be my question. All right, tech story of the week is about 5G and airplanes, and everybody says, oh, you're really too worried about this.
Yes.
Really.
Well, now the FAA has said, as of Thursday night, that 80% of U.S. commercial flights are cleared to perform the low-visibility landings at airports with new 5G services. The FAA approvals will help provide more certainty. A lot of people were afraid of this, inclement weather, but they've now, I would assume by the end of the weekend, we'll be at 100% cleared. They have a whole bunch of Boeing models that are already cleared now, including the 777, 787, and a bunch of Airbus models as well are all cleared.
Oh, thrilling. All right. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top tech stories of the week here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.